What makes America great? And there I was, sitting in the uncomfortable plastic chairs of my English class. We were just given the prompt, and I was ready to take off. I've always loved creative writing. My brain simply and effortlessly wanders in many directions and explodes with ideas of vibrant colors. Yet, I found myself stumped. It should have been an easy topic. What makes America great? I could list dozens upon dozens of things. Our nation's resilient economy and strong military power, the unbelievable art and music achievements of our many talented, the mind-blowing medical advancements, and I could carry on. But really, is that what gives America the title of greatest nation in the world? I believe no, not entirely. When I think of our great nation, my mind does not go to figures like Elvis Presley, John F. Kennedy, or Marilyn Monroe. When I think of America, I think of camouflage uniforms, the brave faces of soldiers, and my own father. I think of excited children on Christmas morning, running down the stairs to have only one bright smile greeting them because the other parent is far away, protecting and fighting for our freedom. I think of my own sister asking, "Where's Dad?" on her birthday, only to be explained once again that he is still thousands of miles away from us. "It's okay, now you'll get two birthdays," are the words thrown around through tired, worrisome lips. I remember the surprises, the instant happiness of welcoming our father back home. I remember one time when my father hid in a refrigerator box that my sister and I decorated to look like a house. He surprised us by popping out of it when we knocked upon the door, thinking we were simply just playing around. He spent the Easter weekend with us, only to be stripped from our arms once again just a few short days later when he had to report back to duty. When I think of America, I get flashbacks to the sacrifices. My father missed my first day of middle school, first school dance, first broken bone, my first playoff game where I finally earned a starting position, and still, I am one of the lucky ones. We got him back. When I think of what makes America great, I have two words, pride and love. The pride drives young soldiers to join the forces. The soldiers I speak of love our freedom and the country that allows us to be free. They love it so fiercely that they give up the comforts of their own home to leave for months on end to fight and protect our nation. These soldiers protect the doctors curing cancer. They protect the singers and the movie stars providing us entertainment and joy. They protect our athletes, students, and our children all around America that get to experience a childhood because of their bravery. So, in conclusion, I am blessed to be sitting in this chair, with thighs sticking to the plastic, trying my best to navigate being a teenager and the rights I am allowed because of certain soldiers' brave and selfless decisions to protect our freedom. And while I am simply a teenager trying to make my own path through academics, soccer, and social gatherings, I find it important to remember our selfless brave heroes who are the true reason of what makes America great.